Chapter 14. In Detention. The cop took Mark to the detention centre, where a guard named Doreen said, "Come with me." As Mark followed her down the corridor, he suddenly felt like crying. He didn't want to be locked in a prison. Doreen opened a door and said, "Here's your room. Someone will take you to court before noon." Doreen left, closing the door behind her. The room was bigger than Mark's bedroom at home and had two beds, a toilet and a sink, and two small windows high up on the wall. With its yellow walls and carpet, it didn't look like the prisons Mark had seen on TV and in the movies. But it was still a prison. He sat down on one of the beds and thought about how simple his life had been just a few days earlier. "A police officer was here and took Mark," Diane shouted when Reggie answered the phone. "He had a judge's order to take Mark to the juvenile detention centre, and Mark must be in juvenile court at noon. What do all these people want from my son?" "The FBI wants to force Mark to answer their questions," Reggie explained to Diane. "Diane, who was the judge who signed the order?"
"Judge Harry Roosevelt," Diane said.
"Good," said Reggie. "He's a friend of mine and a fair judge. He always considers what's best for the kids who come into his courtroom. Try not to worry. I'll be with Mark and I'll call you when we're finished." Reggie decided to go to Judge Roosevelt's office. She wanted to discuss the accusations against Mark with the judge. After getting a copy of the document from Judge Roosevelt's secretary, Reggie went to wait for the judge in his office. This was a privilege she enjoyed because the judge and his wife were her friends. In court, however, Reggie neither expected nor received privileges. Sitting in a big, comfortable chair, she read the document. As she had expected, it accused Mark of obstructing justice and asked that the judge question him. A few minutes later, Judge Roosevelt entered the room.
"Good morning, Reggie," he said. "I expected to see you here. It's about the Sway Boy, isn't it?"
"Hi, Harry. I understand that you had no choice except to bring Mark into court, but why did you have to put him into custody?" Reggie asked.
"I was told that he could be in great danger," said Judge Roosevelt. "Do you think he is?"
"Well, he was threatened yesterday," admitted Reggie. "But now there are guards in front of his brother's room, so Mark is safe at the hospital."
"That's not enough, Reggie," the judge said. "The Mafia are very dangerous people."
Just then, the judge's secretary came in to tell Reggie that Mark was in the meeting room. As Reggie got up to leave, the judge said,
"If he knows something, he must tell it, Reggie."
"How's the detention centre?" Reggie asked as she walked into the meeting room.
"It's okay," Mark said. "Why do I have to go to court? Will I have to go back to the detention centre?"
"In a few minutes, we'll go into the courtroom. The judge is Harry Roosevelt. He's a friend of mine and a very fair judge," Reggie explained. "Faltrick, Fink and Truman will be there too. They'll explain why they think you've got information about Senator Boyette's murder, and the judge will then decide if he should ask you certain questions or not."
"Can the judge force me to talk?"
Mark asked.
"Nobody can force you," said Reggie. "But if the judge asks you questions and you refuse to answer, he could send you back to the detention centre for contempt of court."
"That's unfair," said Mark. "How long would he make me stay there?"
"I don't know, Mark," Reggie said.
Mark put his head down on the table and began to cry. Reggie was upset. Although she had seen frightened children many times, their pain still affected her.